This is the Jeff Horovitz Show on 97.1 The Big Talker.
All right, folks, welcome back. And if you've got a comment, love to hear from you as always. I love all your comments. I listen to, read all your comments, and get as many of them on the air as possible. 877-971-3971. Also, email talkwithjeff@icloud.com. Joining me is another candidate here, actually for Legislative District 7, David Peelman. David, how you doing today?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Like I said, it's a beautiful day over here, and right now I'm in Snowflake.
Yeah.
We just survived some high winds and rains that tore up my property, but we'll get through it.
Hey, it's good to get some rain this time of year. You know how it is in May. It's like
it's
spotty until, you know, monsoon starts. So, yeah, that hit kind of all over northern Arizona, including Verde Valley, Flagstaff. So we'll take it. Could have done without the wind, but I had one of those. You know, I don't know why I buy these stupid things, those umbrellas you put on the picnic table outside, and every year one of them flies, you know, 50 feet in the air and then breaks. And I'm like, why did I buy that stupid thing?
An unidentified flying object.
Yeah, that's what it was. All right. So you had over the weekend a Liberty Lawn rally, and I'm glad to hear that. And I apologize that I couldn't make it over there. It's just hectic with all the show stuff and family stuff and business stuff. But lots of folks showed up. And, you know, it's important that we still, in this age of coronavirus, you know, that we still, you know, utilize our constitutional rights. And I think that they've been trampled on dramatically over the past couple months. You feel the same way?
Oh, absolutely. And that's why I held that civil disobedience when the government is wrong is a show to them that they are wrong. We have got laws or edicts that make no sense. They don't protect us, and nowhere in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, or the Declaration of Independence do I see that we close down the nation and lose our liberties because we get a virus.
Yeah. I've been looking. David, I've been looking, and many people have been scouring the documents, and I did not see an asterisk and except for, because, I mean, the Founding Fathers, they had epidemics, and, I mean, geez, they were fighting, you know, against the largest empire and the biggest superpower in the world at the time, and it was like, I look at what's going on now, and I'm like, what happened? And there's plenty of people and patriots that are standing up, and there weren't, you know, it may
That's
be,
what
it may,
we were doing. We yeah, were good. Standing up, we the people of this little community in the White Mountains, primarily strong conservative supporters, friends and neighbors of mine. Mm-hmm. We have been locked up, locked away. We have been shuttered. We have had our liberties deprived. We have businesses shutting down, losing tremendous income. And the people that are hurt the most are strong people that want to put beans on their plate. They don't want to sit on their couch, watch The View, and eat bonbons. They want to make America work. And I love them. And that Liberty Lawn rally was my appreciation to them for putting me on the ballot.
Yeah, good, good. And like I said, folks, David Peelman is on the ballot for Legislative District 7. We'll get into that, you know, the details of that district here in just a bit. But let me ask you this, David. Was there any issues with, how should I say this, the powers that be? I mean, we've seen this in some places in the country, you know, where people got raided for opening up their hair salon. Did you have any problems there with sheriffs or law enforcement? Some sheriffs have absolutely stood up during this. So tell us about that.
Well, originally, we were going to have this rally at a couple of different venues, business enterprises, and word got out that these businesses were going to support David Peelman. Mm. Now, you got to realize this is Apache County, and there's some strange things that go on there. And the next thing that we know, we got bands organized, we got people coming. And the business owners get a call from the State Liquor Control Board. Mm-hmm. They say, if you host a rally for David Peelman, we're going to administratively remove your license. So I'm not going to put anybody else's livelihood, their license, in jeopardy. So we moved the venue to a friend's home. She offered up her property, her home, graciously, you know, did everything for us there. And we kind of calculated how many people we could invite, and we exceeded that number. Mm-hmm. We got a lot of people there. They had a wonderful time. We had the Heber Ridge Band. We had a lot of speakers. We had Nolan Reedhead, candidate for Congress, CD1.
Yep, he's been on the program.
Yeah, we had Senator Sylvia Allen there. We had Representative Walt Blackman. I'm sitting right outside of his house right now. As soon as I finish with you, I'm going to go in there for another meeting.
Well, David, Representative Blackman's on the show all the time. Just yell real loud and see if he has anything to say. So we always enjoy having Representative Blackman and Senator Sylvia Allen on the program. So you're meeting with them, and you've been working with Representative Blackman, who's LD6, as well as Senator Sylvia Allen. I see Senator Sylvia Allen just voted last week to not adjourn the Senate, and she was in a very small minority, though. And I know Representative Blackman wants the House to get back to work. What do you think about these representatives who really, for the duration, I could see the first couple of weeks, we were very uncertain what was going to happen. And I understand at first, you know, some of the actions the governor took, but then it really started to draw out and we were like, wait a second, a lot of these things that they're saying was going to happen didn't happen. And then, you know, we flattened the curve and then we got to, you know, the 1st of May and we all expected that the governor would back off. And then he had that horrible press conference where he threatened people legally. What do you think about the leadership during all this?
I'm going to jump in right there, Jeff. Using the Let me say this carefully here. Using the agencies and departments of the state to enforce an edict has been witnessed throughout history in different regimes. And I'm not a fan of it. I'm just not. We got hit. We got rocked on our heels. And we didn't know what to do. So, you know, any good tactician will say, all right, we've got a surprise here. Let's back up, regroup, and rethink this problem and attack it. Well, our current politicians, with few exceptions, such as Walter and Sylvia, they not only retreated, they bunkered in under their desk, and they are failing Arizona, they are failing America, they're failing us by not getting out there and being the leaders they need to be and should be that we elected. That's not leadership. That is failure of leadership. Every one of those that wanted to close down our government, shut down our businesses, close the Senate, close their House of Representatives, they're failing us.
Yeah. And David, I think, yeah, hiding under the desk is a pretty good analogy. It's like the old duck and cover, which we knew didn't work, right? Back in the cover and roll, I guess. Yeah, exactly. But I've said this a lot, David, and folks, we're talking with David Peelman, who's running for Legislative District 7 for the Republican nomination. I've said this many times. I could have kind of forgiven and said, okay, you thought you had a certain set of data points and you took certain action. Look, I disagree with the actions you took, but then you recognize the data and you say, as a leader, we're changing course right away. We're opening back up. This didn't make sense. But they just, a lot of them doubled down. And then, like you said, the Senate and the House leadership just all of a sudden decided to, the Senate in particular, we're not going to be here as a check on the governor while he has this executive authority. I'm baffled. Yeah. I'm baffled.
So am I. John F. Kennedy wrote Profiles in Courage. Not a single one of these people that have backed off would ever make that book or be labeled with that name. There is no courage that I see. Again, you know, there's a few. Walter and Sylvia. But there's not enough to turn the tide of yellow political action. They're afraid. I mean, they got a yellow streak running down their back a mile wide. I don't understand it. You know, this Liberty Lawn rally I had, the host of it, I got to mention his name, Frank Rail and his wife, Kelly. He's a recently retired airborne ranger, heavily decorated, 30-year career, multiple deployments to Iraq, Afghanistan. He has served this country. He has been shot at and missed. Oh, got to be politically correct, pooped at and missed, and hit, I should say. These people deserve leadership. We took him overseas. He's home now, and he cannot get out and live the life he wants to live under this current regime, this edict. And they say it's all temporary. Maybe so, but he has got to reintegrate in civilian life and we're not helping him a bit. And there's thousands like that.
Yeah, and there he served the country and fought for freedoms, and now we look at these freedoms being eroded away. And what concerns me, David, is maybe they, you know, take 10 freedoms away and they quote unquote give back 5 of them, but you still lost 5. You know, it's still an incremental loss of freedom that we continue to face.
Our freedoms are God given. They're only codified in our Constitution, Declaration of Independence, and Bill of Rights. If government can give you something, they can take it away. And that's exactly what they did.
Yeah. It's sad to see. And it's sad. I have, used this word a lot of sheeple. But the optimistic side of me, though, David, says, okay, during, you know, so many times in our past, in our history, and the Revolutionary War, there was a very small percentage of people that really lit the fire of liberty. And it takes that. And that's the hopeful side of me, that I see people like you and a lot of other folks standing up and saying, wait a second. And also those voices that were just a couple weeks ago, like, we got to just keep doing this and follow along, have largely, even the most staunchly locked down people, they're starting to loosen up. They're starting to realize that it's not working. What do you hope? Look, you're running for Legislative District 7. You're a Republican. You've seen, though, how some Republicans, I call them the ring kissers, the ones that just want to stay in favor with the powers that be all the time. Yeah. You get there. I always ask this of new folks running. It's a tide that's hard to fight. How do you plan on doing that?
Well, yeah. I've been a fighter all my life in one capacity or another. I've had a military career, and we have often faced odds far greater in environmental reasons or numerical reasons that are presumed to be insurmountable, but we work the problem. We find a way around it. It's not always a frontal assault. Sometimes it's an oblique flanking movement. Sometimes we go over, sometimes we go under, but we're going to attack and win LD7 with every ounce of fiber in my body. We're going to do it. We've got Karen Bendoni that came over. She's helping. She is a breath of fresh air and enlightenment to a lot of mysteries that a lot of us that don't live on the Navajo Nation don't really know, or we presume to know, and we don't know the facts. Absolutely enlightening. And this is intelligence that I can use to win this district.
Yeah, and the district is there's a lot of Native Americans in the district, covers a lot of the Navajo Nation. Navajo Nation has been particularly hard hit by coronavirus. But before that, for really decades, I've been shocked at the amount of leaders, quote unquote, that have, you know, been overseeing, let's say, the Navajo Nation. As far as the congressional side and the legislative side, I mean, roads aren't getting done. Infrastructure's not done. And I don't understand how we keep voting the same folks in who, you know, they can't fix their road. They can't get the water taken care of up there. And it's like,
that's a tremendous issue.
Yeah, it's huge. Do you see a switch? Are people ready to say, hey, I'm kind of done with this. Let's try something different. I don't know.
I think so. I've been going up to the Navajo Nation ever since I've been here. I moved here in 2006. I went up there for work, and I haven't seen a bit of change to the positive. I haven't seen a bit of increase in prosperity. We were up there delivering supplies and an ambulance and, you know, doing that kind of thing. And I'm looking at homes without glass in the windows, multiple homes without running water or electricity. There's only 9 grocery stores on the Navajo Nation. The state is larger than the state of Iowa.
Yeah.
And there's only 9 groceries. Food distribution is a problem. Water distribution is a problem. Power distribution is a problem. They've been pandered to and lied to by a whole host and series of people. And it's wrong. It's just wrong. If you can't deliver, don't promise it. And I'm not going to name any of our opponents here, but they need to pack up and leave.
Well, I agree with you, David. I mean, I'm saying that about a lot of politicians through not just these past decisions, but especially this crisis. Your time was here. If you didn't step up, it's time to go. I wish we'd go back to the time when people just served for a short period and then they just go away, go back to their private lives instead of making this a career.
Jeff, let me tell you, right now, there's only two rock solid promises that I have made. And one of them is I'm only going to serve one or two tours. Mm. And like in the military, we mentor the other folks up through the ranks to take over our position. So I'm going to do one or two tours. I'm not going to have a career. I'm 64 years old. I moved up here to go hunting and fishing.
Yeah.
I'm going to find that person or persons that want to carry on with the guide on, pick up that guide on and keep charging ahead.
All right.
The other one is, and it's on your podcast here, is an SB 1487 investigation of Apache County Board of Supervisors. The most corrupt county in the union. It's a good old boy network. And let me tell you, they and I were not friends. Our very first interaction together was not pretty. And it's not gotten any better yet. Where's our money going? Why are our roads like, 4x4 trails? Mm. I've got friends. You can't keep a front suspension in a GMC 1500 truck on some of these roads. Yet they have the money to travel all over the place, have their board meetings down in casinos and Las Vegas. This is not right. Apache County is one of the poorest counties in the union as well.
Documented. And I've heard, David, it's still, the recovery from the last great recession was still slow coming at best. So, all right, David, hey, I'd love to get you back on the program. There's a lot more we can talk about, but we're pretty tight on time now. David Peelman running for Legislative District 7, and you can follow him on Facebook is where we first made contact, and hope to get you back real soon. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Jeff. I'm glad you're a friend of mine on Facebook, and I look forward to talking to you again.
All right, folks, still a busy week to come. Senator Sylvia Allen, I think we'll expect Jerry Nabors as well, plus Senate candidate Daniel McCarthy. Folks, have a great, safe night. Remember, keep up with me at talkwithjeff.com, and I'll see you back here tomorrow at 4 or 6. See you soon.